101.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 12th of June, 2024, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. It's a Wednesday. That means it's a Man Down Mashup Wednesday, where Guardian Radio AM sits in studio with On the Clock to talk about the news. But before we get to the news, I have a guest in studio. Now, mind you, we got plenty of news to talk about, but this is also equally exciting. I want to start the show with a, I guess it's a request. It's an invite to bid, more like an invite to adopt. I need a daddy for Father's Day. I need a daddy for Father's Day. There's a lot of Father's Day events going on, and it turns out like you need to have a father to get into the events. And I am putting out a bid. Was it tender for bids? I need an adopted daddy. Now I got lucky. I got a good Uncle Stanley. You know, I got a good Uncle Stanley Mitchell. He got his Father's Day. I don't know if I could get in on the roster. You see, and so I a little panic because we're getting close to Father's Day.
Thank you very much, Erin.
Yes.
It's a Man Down Mashup Wednesday, and I'm excited about your guest being here. But you mentioned Father's Day.
Yes.
We have Jen downstairs.
Yes.
Who's doing the Father's Day event.
Okay.
An annual Father's Day event that she feeds 50 different men
okay. In
the community, right? And every year. And again, of course, she's soliciting donations to that. So just in case someone wants to donate,
mm-hmm.
participate, even pass by to get a plate of food.
Yeah.
She cooks well. The number.
Yeah, go on.
The telephone number is 242, right? 823-9500. That's 823-9500. Just in case you want to donate to this cause, she does it every year. 50 different plate of food for men in the community. And sometimes she just drives around, you know, and gives out food for the unfortunate. Look for men and give out food
yeah.
for the unfortunate. It's a great cause. It's a great initiative that she's been doing for some time now. And I just want to throw the number again, which is 823-9500. Just in case you want to participate and give a donation to that. Even if you say, hey, there's a sack of rice or mm-hmm. some chicken or whatever it is.
I was listening into the last part, and I want to say to the texter who is obviously focused on men's rights and men's health and wellness, right? Like full, total wellness advocacy. Give that number a call, 823-9500, and make a donation. Here is an ordinary person doing extraordinary things, right, to exemplify or manifest or showcase their activism, their advocacy, their communal participation. And sometimes it starts at that sort of smaller level, personal level, and you create a space within which advocacy and activism can grow. You attract to you people who are like-minded, want to do the same thing, and you can begin to grow an organization and a movement focused on the issues that concern you most. 823-9500. Now back to my plea. I need a father for Father's Day because Nassau Cruise Port is having a Father's Day sip and shop event. Now, before I sign on the dotted line on this contract, good morning to my guest.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Now, when you say sip and shop, who doing the shopping? Is Daddy doing the shopping or is Mommy and the children doing the shopping?
Anyone can do the shopping, but the shopping for this time is really towards men and getting gifts for Father's Day, because Father's Day is that following day. And so we're super excited to say that, you know, we have some luxury bohemian brands at Nassau Cruise Port, and then it gives us access to over 50 vendors doing from food and beverage to a large array of things.
Okay, so Saturday, the 15th of June, that's this Saturday.
Saturday.
The day before Father's Day.
The day before.
I like this coordination, mm-hmm. right? Come out and have this pre-Father's Day event. Mm-hmm. It does not disturb or shift your traditional Father's Day activities.
Exactly. We, like, we know how behemoths feel about their food.
Going to church.
Right.
And then fellowshipping until the crab and rice is done. And then back home for dinner.
Right. And there we go. So we don't want to disrupt that. We understand how important family time is. And in that same understanding, we also want to give an opportunity for families to spend time together at Nassau Cruise Port. Nassau Cruise Port has undergone a serious redevelopment. Over $300 million has been poured into that investment. And we want Bahamians to come down and actually enjoy the port. And one thing that we're really excited about is the fact that we do boast about an authentic Bahamian shopping experience. And so every product that you see in there is either creatively designed by a Bahamian, handmade by a Bahamian, or the materials or stuff are actually
sourced locally.
Yes. And awesome. So we also have our 6 House of Assembly. You have Bahama Handprints. You have Vida Cayo. You have My Ocean. You have Royal Grey Cliff.
Okay, now pause. Mm. I know Bahari.
Mm-hmm.
I see the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
House of Assembly.
Yeah. You like the name, huh?
Yeah, of course I love it. And that's the one that's H-A-U-S, right?
H-A-U-S.
What's House of Assembly?
House of Assembly is a Bahamian luxury brand in terms of they create handbags mostly. That's their focus.
Right.
But they've also expanded into shoes, stationery, jewelry, all these things. But what I love most about that brand is that I think when people hear, like, shop local, for some reason they still think, like, souvenirs. So they're still thinking, like, a straw hat or a straw bag or something like that. And it's just like, no, Bahamians have advanced in fashion and the things that we've produced to actually produce quality everyday wear things. So House of Assembly gives you the option to actually buy a handbag that you could wear any and every day, all day use.
Now, the shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
House of Assembly. Correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Espadrilles?
Yes.
Those are fancy slippers, Mr. Nuri. You know they are fancy slippers.
Yes.
They like when I
put them in.
They are high-end fancy slippers. For those of us that like to throw our foot in the shoe. Any foot in the shoe.
Yeah, man. You could dress them up, dress them down, you know.
Now, Vida Cayo.
Mm-hmm.
What's Vida Cayo?
So that is a Bahamian beachwear. So it's strictly focused on Bahamian beachwear and like type
key
of
life.
Right. So leisure wear. So they have t-shirts. And I love that they get creative there. So they have a t-shirt with like a pot cake on it. And it actually says pot cake and stuff like that. So they actually have a Nassau Cruise Port one where they did a design. They have hats. They have shades, branded shades. They have a lot of things there. But when you think Vida Cayo, you think beachwear, resort wear, relaxing
right.
wear.
So if I'm an Airbnb owner, manager, Airbnb experience provider,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at like Vida Cayo. Mm-hmm. To find elements to accent the experience or the stay. Like I tell my guests, look here, you have your own bathing suit. You come from Canada, that bathing suit can't work in the Bahamas. You need to get a Bahamian bathing suit.
There you go.
For the Bahamian waters.
Yes, and I like your idea with the whole Airbnb, because My Ocean, the next door, really breathes into that. I would say that My Ocean, I'm probably Bahama Handprints, but My Ocean does handmade candles. They do basically anything, soaps, handmade candles, jewelry. They also have like wraps for your beachwear.
What we're saying is between Bahari, My Ocean, World of Grey Cliff, Bahama Handprints, Vida Cayo, and House of Assembly, mm-hmm. if I had a husband, or right, if I had a daddy,
right.
or a husband who's a daddy, I'm going to outfit his man cave. This is perfect. You could set his man cave right up.
Right up. Because listen, so we already mentioned the ones, so Vida Cayo, House of Asami, My Ocean, Bahama Hand Prints, and then you go down to Rilla Grey Cliff. Mm-hmm. And you get the hand rolled cigars. Then you get the Bohemian made wines and the chocolates. And so his room, and you could put a little stationery for his food and cigars. And
yeah,
that's the whole thing.
I practice a lot of empathy. Mm-hmm. Stationery is great because I'm gonna leave. If I was a daddy, I leave in the notes for the children
okay,
and
yeah.
stick it right on the door.
Oh, yeah.
Outside because it's my man. Children can't come inside the man cave.
The man cave. Yeah.
Bring chips. Send your mother down for check-in. Awesome
Agreed.
Stuff. Awesome stuff.
Yeah, man. So we're really excited. The event is going to be hosted by Sawyer Boy.
Hold on. Which Sawyer? You mean? Hold on, Mr. Newry. Sawyer Boy made it back from Long Island yet?
He's supposed to come back today.
So yeah. Sawyer Boy is Long Island people. I heard.
I am concerned that I was not invited to host this event. But that's okay. That's okay. They get a qualified person. Who know about sheep? And know if you know about sheep, you know about fashion and hosting things.
Yeah, because linen.
And linen, yes.
Because linen, that's all. I just saying, you could put Long Island on your resume now, though, and apply again. Okay, so the host is Sawyer Boy. The DJ, now you say surprise DJ. Mm-hmm. Is there a DJ name, surprise? Because I love it. Sometimes DJs get repetitive and you know what song they can play next. I want the DJ to
surprise you.
Yeah.
No, we're going to announce the DJ very shortly, but we're having, so usually for the past couple times that we've had Sip and Shop, which has been happening since February, it's been hosted by Anthea Smith, and DJ Melody has been our DJ, and that's been consistent straight across. All but right. because of Father's Day, we wanted to switch it up and put men forward to make sure that in their space, we actually
yes.
create a space that's relatable. And so that's what we did. So our DJ will be announced soon. Yeah,
because I like it. Man, know what song man want here. I don't know these things. Okay, 50 authentically Bahamian vendors. And you mentioned to be the food vendors out there.
So in Nassau Cruise Port, like I mentioned, inside our marketplace, we have at least 4 to 5 food vendors, food and beverage, where you can get your down home Bohemian good food and all that. But also we have Bamboo at the Port, and we also have Preacher's Kids. So you have multiple options, and then we also have our Kung Stan as well. So you get Kung Salad Fresh as well.
Okay, so you have Bamboo on the Port.
We do.
Have you had any security issues? Because here's what I say, and I trying to get my Bamboo on. You can't feed me Bamboo and then put me on the ship. I got to take 2 bags of chicken on the ship with me. Has the Nassau Cruise Port and Bamboo Shack put together a package that meets all the security criteria so these tourists could take their chicken in the bag on the boat with them to charm the other tourists?
You know what? At the moment, no, but I'm pretty sure they're listening, and you know what? That's an idea that we can now discuss.
Yeah, Nassau Cruise Port, you can talk to the cruise liners mm-hmm. and show them.
Right.
We got to figure out how to get this chicken in the bag on the boat.
I could imagine the temptation.
Bamboo Shack, I can need 1,000 chicken in the bag to put in the captain's hand. Maybe that'll
pay him off a chicken.
Yes.
You know what? Who
okay.
knows?
That's Brentford Hall.
Yes.
Okay.
Chef Hall.
You'll let him build a stone oven out there?
No.
Please let him build a stone oven out there.
We should, honestly. That would be so cool, honestly. My family is from Cat Island, and so I'm definitely used to the outside stone oven. So I understand, and I think it's pretty cool. But he offers a Bohemian twist on soul food. So mm-hmm. it's Bohemian soul food. And I always tell people, you have to try it. Don't just look at the menu, because the menu may be confusing, especially with us knowing what those dishes are regularly.
Yeah.
But take the opportunity to try the food. It's going to blow your mind.
So it's down-home Bohemian food
reimagined
with an international flair. Because
yeah.
Brentford Hall is an international chef.
Yeah, and he definitely shows, you know, his skills in being able to blend different cultures in food. And it shows within Preacher's Kid. So I invite everyone, you know, to really come down and check out Preacher's Kid. Yeah,
this is in Bamboo Shack, Preacher's
mm-hmm.
Kid.
Mm-hmm. And then we have our fresh Kung Salad, and then we have additional food within our Port Marketplace.
Okay. No, I was just thinking they need to have a chicken in the bag off. Because the Preacher's Kid, I think they did a chicken in the bag.
A play on it. Something
right,
like that.
Right,
right. Yeah, but it's so crazy. They even have things. Like.
Yes, but listen, no, you laughing. We used to make a peas and rice and steam conch burrito.
Oh, that sounds, that really sounds good.
And we make conch fritter waffle sticks.
Mm, see?
So a savory waffle. I love my pals and all my guys mm. and IHOPs who are doing the chicken and waffle mm-hmm. vibe. But I'm a Bahamian.
Yes.
I don't want no sweet waffle with
yeah.
my chicken.
Yeah.
Give me a conch fritter, a thyme waffle stick to eat with my yeah. chicken.
And, you know, I was talking to Chef a few weeks ago, and he said, you know, some other things are on the way. So I'm super excited to see what else they're bringing out. They just recently launched their Smash Burger as well. So they're adding new things to the menu.
Awesome.
I think getting the feedback and stuff like that. So, you know, we have multiple food options, and Preacher's Kid is one of those.
I read here there'll be exclusive discounts on food, drinks, contests, and giveaways. Mm-hmm. What are the contests and what are the giveaways? I'm excited because at Agribusiness Expo, I let this woman take my spot at the watermelon eating competition. I ain't mad. She win. She'd have been mad at me.
Because you would have.
I wasn't going to win. Yeah. She win. What are the contests?
So the contests are pretty simple. So look-alike competition between father and child.
Okay.
And then we have the best dressed dad competition. And then we also have best matching family competition. So we encourage...
Matching outfits or matching faces?
Outfits. So that one is outfits. The okay. look-alike is faces.
Faces, yeah.
And then the dress is just, you know, your dad who all has right. the best style.
Now, what if I have the same shape as my daddy? I can try to win. Okay.
No comments.
Somebody said they want to know if there's an 85-inch TV... as a prize?
No, I can say that that's not one of the prizes, but we do have some really cool prizes to give away. They're going to be about basically getting what your father likes more mm-hmm. so. 80-inch TV is actually a really good idea. I may look into that. But for right now, no, that's not one of the prizes.
Okay. Whoever my dear potential father, adopted father for Father's Day, I can talk to her about it. In fact, I think we need to make this a nationwide project, Miri. Not just for me, but imagine adopt a father for Father's Day, right? Where families maybe adopt elder senior citizens
nice.
Who are living alone,
oh, yeah,
whose family
nice.
May live abroad. You know, maybe estranged yeah. from their family even. Mm-hmm. Or maybe even pairing children from the children's home mm-hmm. with adults, fathers in the geriatric homes. Right?
Yeah.
Make it a nationwide thing.
That's a really great idea.
I'd be in selfish. Just want to adopt daddy for me. That they make it. Okay, so Saturday, 15th of June.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. it goes until 4 p.m. You know, it's something just to give your father something to do. We want to basically create an event before the family time and the food that Sunday. And we're also going to do we're going to have cigar rollers on site uh-huh. from Roller Grey Cliff. And then we're also going to have a pop-up barbershop. Uh-huh. And we'll be giving out some free haircuts, but also...
free haircuts.
Yep.
What do you mean free haircuts?
Uh-huh.
Only for fathers? For fathers and sons? For fathers and...
For gentlemen at the part at the time.
Okay, like what if I am a father, I all-in father, and I have all my children with me, and I want us all to get the same haircut. I don't care the two of them are girls. I want us all to get matching haircuts. What we saying? We could get in on that?
Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. We can talk to the barber.
Yeah. But all it's right. going to be a fun time. We're pairing up and partnering up with Bristol Wines and Spirits as well to pair up cognacs and scotch with the cigars from Grey Cliff so that, you know, you can have that pairing and have a more understanding of what to pair with your cigars because a lot of gentlemen and women out there like cigars. But yeah, so it's going to be a fun time.
Absolutely. Mothers.
Oh, yeah.
Wives. Children. Mm-hmm. Y'all go out. Keep your eyes open. Daddy, put together the perfect Father's Day gift.
It sounds like a fun event. Any yeah. free stuff? Because I like free
yeah,
things.
Yeah, man. We have free days all the time.
Okay, let's just make sure
we have
free stuff.
Throughout the entire event, we do prizes and giveaways connected to the stores that are actually within the port. So if you come out there, there's a possibility that you will be able to win a gift card for Bahari or House of Assembly or something like that. And then also... the sip part of this event is complimentary drinks. So automatically, you get a free drink from visiting one of the stores or participating in the event.
You're going to have Campari out there? I just say an old man like Campari.
We have a bar. So we do have multiple bars out there. So if somebody wants some Campari, we can make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I was told they're going to do some Gully Wash as one drink. And then they're going to do another mixed drink that they know a lot of a gentleman like. So
okay.
we'll see.
I want to ask about parking options, like mm-hmm. parking advice for attendees. Mm-hmm. But before I get to that, who making the crab and rice? It ain't Father's Day without crab and rice.
I like crab and
will
rice.
There be crab and dough? Will any of the vendors be doing that traditional Bahamian? Because it would be great to introduce our guests, mm-hmm. tourists coming in, to a Bahamian Father's Day tradition.
You know what? I will have to ask our food and beverage section what they're doing, because in Port Marketplace, they do their own menu daily.
Okay, I lie. Cecil, our cousins who's make the new duff, mm-hmm. like a bao, which is like a steamed bun with the filling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Look how y'all could be making
crab
and dough balls. Crab. Yeah, crab duff, crab and dough balls for
I think someone actually tried that before. The make a crab duff. If
yeah,
I
no,
remember.
There's a thing now.
Yeah,
make crab duff.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
But the new duff brings or allows the traditional duff doesn't. Mm. It's perfect for it's walk-in food.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
it's a perfect way to introduce a tourist, someone mm-hmm. traveling Bay Street, mm-hmm. to a Bahamian delight.
You're right.
And you could put it in your pocket. See, I could tote them. I could put three. It's hard to hide a whole duff.
Yes.
Like but you can stick to it. I'm in your pocket.
Absolutely. Okay. Saturday, the 15th of June. That's this Saturday, day before Father's Day, mm-hmm. 1 to 4 p.m., hosted by Sawyer Boy. So there's going to be jokes and jokes and jokes.
Entertainment.
Surprise DJ.
And free things.
And free things and cigars and matching cognac. Mm-hmm. Now, gentlemen, I want you to know that many of you think that us women have not been thinking about it. This 2024 Father's Day, you could get a whole Bahamian outfit. I know a place where you could go and you could get a whole Aunt Rosie outfit. You could get the T-shirt to wear underneath the button-down shirt. Mm-hmm. You could get a short sleeve and a long sleeve button-down shirt. You could get pants. You could get shorts. You could get suspenders in straw or in Aunt Rosie. And Bahama handprints, they ain't playing. Mm-hmm. You could even do a Bahama handprint wipe. You could mm-hmm. get the claw. In fact, for those men who are particular and know about these things, you could go to Bahama handprint and get your cloth, take it to the tailor, and make your suit. Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a good opportunity for Bahamians to venture into the port again, because mm-hmm. I only been during the opening.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't have any of the restaurants open up as yet.
Okay.
Any sit-down restaurants yet?
Or? Yeah, so Preacher's Kid has outside seating. And then, like I said, we have multiple bars. One of our bars is about to start serving food, so that'll be sitting there. And then Bamboo Shack has outside seating as well. So you can sit there. And then when you go into Marketplace, some of our vendors have seating there. That's very limited, though. But we like to have our passengers move through the port so that they could take advantage and see all of the Bahamian products that we have available. So back where we have the bigger bars and food areas.
All right. Parking advice. Where are you recommending patrons park?
So Bay part of the redevelopment of the cruise port has allowed us actually to create more parking to the front. So there's more organized parking. So on a regular day, you may see taxis taking up that space. On a Saturday, though, around that time, taxis are already moving with passengers. So that space is more open up. So you can find parking along there. The arcades that are adjacent to Nassau Cruise Port, you can also find parking there. But we also are told by a lot of people who come through that they park by Elizabeth on Bay. So where that Bay parking section is in the back there, and they just walk up because it's very near to the port.
Okay.
So, you know, just be wise about your parking. Please don't park anywhere where you see a sign that says towing. Because
mm-hmm. You know you can make daddy, pay the tow fee.
Right, exactly. You don't want to piss him off right before Father's Day, so don't do that. But we do have a lot of parking space. It's just a matter of the timing and staying vigilant to actually see it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. Absolutely. Okay. I am excited. I'm going to go, if I have the tea for daddy, I get tea for daddy. Liquor samples. Again, that's the cognac, brandy.
Scotch.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that's what men's them like, scotch. Contests and giveaways, hand-rolled cigars, Port Barber Experience featuring our on-site barber shop, Harbor Cuts. Now, the barber is on the port?
Yes, so we're bringing in a barber for our particular event. But we've been asked before if we actually have a barber on there. So.
But listen, listen. You think cruise passengers don't need haircut?
Oh, yeah, but don't forget, we have our hair braiding pavilion.
Good, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so we have that. So that is an element, and I'd be happy to bring that up with Amanda to see the possibility with that. And I think this event is going to be a fun way to see how people actually interact with the barbershop. So we're excited to see that this is the first time we're having one, and so we're excited to see how that moves, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm excited as well. Featured vendors, Bahari, My Ocean, and My Ocean, they have a wide range of products, mm-hmm. right?
Very wide.
Soaps,
candles.
They do accessories for the home as well, right?
Mm-hmm. They have handmade hanging things that you can just decorate with, decor. And then they also have some really beautiful jewelry, handmade jewelry. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. When you see it, and I think that's my favorite part, especially with these luxury brands, is that if you don't know better, you would not think that these things are handmade and produced here. You would think that they import them or they're international because they are quality items. And that's one of the things that we push, is that we want Bohemians to get to the mindset that the things being produced here aren't some shaky stuff. They aren't, you know, low quality. These are high quality items. And we want Bohemians to be proud of what their fellow Bohemians are creating.
Right. These aren't traditional souvenirs.
No, no.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Madam, I've had a wonderful time. If I could teef me a daddy, I'm going to have a super great time. Mind you, I have a brother that looks just like my daddy. I wonder if my sister-in-law let me borrow him. Because if you see him and you know my daddy.
Listen, if I see you out there with someone who look, y'all look alike, I can just say.
That's her daddy. Don't mind nothing. That's her daddy. Okay, thank you very much, Nassau Cruz Ports. Father's Day sip and shop event taking place this Saturday, the 15th of June, 2024, 1 to 4 p.m., being hosted by the one and only Sawyer Boy. I know Sawyer Boy free. But Kalika coming?
I have no idea which of his personalities he may be bringing with him.
You be careful, Sawyer Boy. Is Kalika, she looking for a daddy too, but Kalika, she's trying to make somebody a daddy.
Kalika's called Sawyer Daddy. Hey, daddy.
She trying to make him a daddy?
Hey, daddy.
She trying to solidify that relationship? Strange. Anyway, you guys have a great day and continue that great day all through the weekend of Father's Day. Make sure you stop off at Nassau Cruise Port for their Father's Day shop and sip event. Producer, take us to the break. I wish I told you to play that song that we played yesterday so I could invite the cruise port to put that song on. I could imagine how at home tourists would feel if they heard the Bahamian version of Hey There Delilah.
It's honestly, shout out to both artists who were on that track. I mean, I listened to it and the creativity is amazing. Mm. Big shout outs to them. I think if we didn't have some copyright issues, we definitely would try. But, you know.
I think it's worth them writing the group and the company, right? Whatever the production company is. And figuring out how to get the rights to that.
Because
if I were the group, I would love... That just draws people back to the original.
That's what a good cover does. Yeah. It's really, really good. So shout out to them for that.
Nassau Cruise Port, I'm coming to talk to you all about a yearly concert series, summer, spring, winter, and fall. All you got to do is call and Bahamian artists will be there to entertain our tourists. You guys have a great day. We're going to a break. And when we come back from the break, it's news, news, news.
Informed with the Nassau Guard and your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your door, offering an unbeatable home delivery service? Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
Sign up now for the 2024 Michael Scooter Race.
Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Taking place Monday, July 15th to Sunday, July 21st.
At the Hope Center and the Kendall Isaacs Gym.
We are shooting hoops instead of guns.
Phone 601-4842.
Or visit our Facebook page.
Sign up today for the 2024 Michael Scooter Race Basketball Classic.
Peace on the Streets 2024 is coming.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center, Broner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Yeah, you mind Livingston?
Josiah J.B.
I and I hear a la la la.
Josiah J.B.
I and I hear a la la la.
Josiah J.B.
Don't mind Livingston.
Josiah J.B.
Don't mind Livingston.
Josiah J.B.
I and I hear a la la la.
Josiah J.B.
I and I hear a la la la.
Josiah J.B.
Going down Bayman Road. Going down Bayman Road. Going down Bayman Road. I can't lick nobody. Don't lick nobody.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green on this Wednesday, the 12th of June, 2024. That's Ronnie Butler, Burma Road. Neri, what do you think I talk in? Immigration or labor?
Labor, eh?
Well, the intro to Ronnie Butler speaks both to immigration issues and labor.
Okay.
That's why. That's why I played a song.
Okay.
But I talk in labor. I want to read from this article in Monday's Tribune. It's a follow-up on the discussion we were having around Labor Day, where I laid out a number of questions, particularly focused on the memorandum of understanding agreed with the labor movement prior to the 2021 general election. Again, the TUC and the NTCUB both signed this memorandum of understanding with the PLP while they were the opposition, with the Minnis administration being the government. I asked, what is the status of the relationship between the government and the congresses that signed the trade, the MOU, the affiliate unions that signed the MOU, and in particular referencing a story where Belinda Wilson, president of the BUT, and Kimsley Ferguson, president of the PSU, Bahamas Public Service Workers Union, Public Service Union. They are the key leads in the third trade union Congress. It was formed as a split from the NCTUB and the TUC. They were addressing the government's proposed shifting of the wage pay system. I noted that there were no responses in that article from the TUC or the NCTUB. I questioned whether their relationship with the government formed through this MOU in some way prevented them from speaking. We're going to read from this article that provides some answers to the questions I was asking.
Okay.
Again, the article is Government Not Honoring Industrial Agreements. That was in the Nassau Tribune, 10th of June. A trade union leader is warning of rising workplace tensions as he accused various government agencies of failing to either honor or execute industrial agreements. Obie Ferguson Casey. Now, that's the first time I think I've seen him referred to as Casey.
No, I remember when he was KC'd.
When he was QC'd.
Cuseed, yeah.
Right, and it shifted to Casey. Okay. Obie Ferguson, Casey, the Trades Union Congress president, TUC president, told Tribune Business that the government is not living up to its side of the bargain made in the memorandum of understanding agreed with the labor movement prior to the 2021 general election. Even though the unions have, quote, lived up to our commitment to maintain industrial peace for at least 3 years, close quotes. In his address to Mark last Friday's on Prime Minister Davis Casey to intervene in at least 8 industrial relations situations involving both the private and public sector that are becoming increasingly contentious, and for the government to live up to the commitments it made in the MOU while in opposition. It's a quote from Obie Ferguson. The major problem we're having now is we made a commitment to the government that we'll try to maintain industrial peace, and the evidence shows we've done that for at least 3 years, Mr. Ferguson told his newspaper. I want to stick a pin right there. So we could see that the status of the relationship is now a bit shaky, right? I was very concerned that trade congresses would sign an MOU with an opposition
party. It was strange.
And it's strange now.
What is even more troubling is this line here. Sorry, Ferguson told Tribune Business that the government is not living up to its side of the bargain made in the MOU agreed with the labor movement, even though the unions have, quote, lived up to our commitment to maintain industrial peace for at least 3 years. Quote, the major problem we're having now is we made a commitment to the government that we'll try to maintain industrial peace, and the evidence shows we've done that for at least 3 years.
I'm uneasy with that.
Absolutely. So what you're saying to me is that you agreed to that no matter what happens, you're not going to
exercise all of their
your resources, your options that are available to you, provisions available to you to represent your union members.
But the union exists for the members. I'm not sure if the union members agree to this.
Well, these are questions that I wanted to know, because remember, these are also some questions I asked when it happened. We're talking 2022, 2021, 2022, 2023, reading various articles, right? We've been questioning this. So you're saying to me that the government had an expectation that the union would not engage in any or allow, right? Because it says we'll try to maintain industrial peace, right? So you're saying to me that the government had an expectation that perhaps they could unfold this entire BPLBEC energy reform policy and the expectation back from the unions?
Or the union will intercede and interject to stop any type of friction.
And support the government in whatever it is that it's doing.
Yeah. See, that seems uneasy. I mean, it's union members have to deal with that, right? Because it's their union leadership. But it just seems odd for what a union is supposed to be.
All right. So I feel you. I want you to reiterate that, because you've iterated that before, that it's union business and union members have to deal with it. Are you saying that union members are the front line, right? That they are, that they have an obligation to engage their leadership over these issues?
Yes. That's why you have a union meeting, and union shop stewards. Right.
And not ordinary citizens.
Not necessarily
ordinary citizens. Or before ordinary citizens get engaged. Because this issue, I think, rises to a level of national importance. Mm. And I think it requires input from all sectors.
Well, labor is a national issue.
Right.
Right? And the wider Bohemian public can respond to what impacts labor. Government negotiating with labor, in this extent, union leaders, right? And how they react to the culture of labor. I believe the general public should be aware and engaged and responsive to say, well, I agree with the labor. They shouldn't be doing that. Shouldn't be able to be going through this. Or I agree with the employers at this present time who happens to be the government.
Yeah. I... It's a bit concerning.
It is a bit concerning. But then again, I still say the labor itself needs to respond. I am not happy with this type of negotiation on my behalf. You are not working on my behalf, and it sees this way in terms of your pause, your delay, mm-hmm. and your lack of response to union issues. The very idea that the labor head is saying that the government is not performing for their promise means that the union is supposed to respond, mm-hmm. right? And the idea that the Casey tarrying or delaying or thwarting a response, waiting on government to intervene, means there's a problem. You're not representing labor.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. They're not being properly represented at this present time.
There are a number of other issues raised by Mr. Ferguson in his speech on Labor Day. And a couple of them I want to touch on quickly before the end of the hour. And if I have enough time, we start a conversation on BPL. The article goes on, Mr. Ferguson added that the Bahamas Hotel and Managerial Association's 40 middleman manager members at the Grand Lucayan were awaiting sign-off by the government, which ultimately owns the resort via a special purpose vehicle, to sign off on an agreement that will see them receive a $6,000 lump sum and increment over the lifetime of the deal. I'm going to have to meet with my colleagues, Mr. Ferguson added. Quote, it's obvious that the union cannot sit there. We will have, and all other unions affected in this matter, to take a position on this. Asked whether this could lead to possible industrial action and the fraying of workplace harmony, the TUC chief replied, quote, that is very possible, very, very possible. The workers are upset. They call me. I'm going to close quotes there. Open again. We're going to have to do what we have to do. We agreed not to have industrial action in our land. See, that troubles me greatly. We agreed to that, and the evidence shows that we have lived up to it at this point. Besides the industrial situations involving public sector healthcare unions, such as the Consultant Physicians Staff Association and the Bahamas Doctors Union, Mr. Ferguson also singled out the BHMA's relations with Bahama, as well as employers such as Sandals, Royal Bahamian, and Restaurants Bahamas. Restaurants Bahamas is the Bahamian KFC franchise. Mr. Ferguson, who has fought many battles with Sandals in trying to have a union represent its workers, said in his Labor Day address, quote, Sandals, Royal Bahamian, and Bahama are opposed to trade unions being recognized as bargaining agents for their workers. They obviously need a lecture on the Bahamas' evolution and how it became an investment of choice for foreign investors and local investors. All investors coming to invest in the Bahamas should be given a lecture on the history of the Bahamas so they would see that labor played a pivotal role in the Bahamas from 1942 to present. So to try to deny the working people the right to join a union of their choice is a fundamental constitution of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Mr. Ferguson also urged that the Bahamas, quote, continue to move the goalpost towards a livable wage for working people in the Bahamas as opposed to the present minimum wage structure. He based this on both the study by the University of the Bahamas researchers who in 2021 pegged Nassau's monthly living wage at $2,625 and the equivalent for Grand Bahama at $3,550 per month, plus the concept of a livable wage as outlined by the ILO on March 13th, 2024. Those are the issues primarily addressed in the article, quoting Ferguson's speech on Labor Day. I am concerned, greatly concerned. I don't think there should ever be a time where a union leader could not just look at a government actor, look at a politician, and say, we're going to try to keep this industrial thing calm, but to sign an MOU saying that you are going to commit to do that for 3 years.
Also concerned with this continued narrative of needing to meet with the Prime Minister.
Right, we have a minister responsible for labor.
We have a minister of labor, but there's a culture of union members, leadership, who wants to skip the minister of labor and go straight to the prime minister, which tells a tale about what they think about the position of minister of labor.
Do you think we don't need one anymore since everybody just go to the prime minister, ignore what the... I'm going to say that. Let me rephrase that. Because I'm not quite sure if anybody is ignoring what the Minister of Labor is saying. The truth is, I'm not sure if the Minister of Labor is saying anything in terms of labor issues in the labor movement.
But this minister, Pia Glover-Rule, mm-hmm. has been heralded as one of the better labor ministers in the history of the Bahamas, particularly in terms of signing new agreements. So I hear the critique and the criticism that not enough.
That's a beautiful narrative, Mr. Nuri. I could sign an agreement. No. I could put pen to paper. Uh-huh. It doesn't mean anything.
You don't believe? You just believe that you sang it?
We've seen continuously in this administration in particular, signing. Something don't mean anything. Mm. Let's look at the other administration. We can't find the Oban file. I still surprised LOI will return to politics is return to politics. Right, Renwood Wells, and the letter of intent. It's key. Mm-hmm. Re-earth ruling that has not been enforced. I don't think that signing a piece of paper means anything to this administration. We still haven't heard the status of the R.M. Bailey fiasco where the roof collapsed and then the prime minister told us, no, it wasn't the roof, it was just the truss.
The truss.
Which is a foundational element of the roof. It's just not sufficient. I acknowledge what you have referenced, though. I acknowledge the accolades that the minister has received. I just think that what she's received them for is not substantive. Mm. It's not sufficient. We got about 4 minutes left. There was another labor article I wanted to touch on. Davis defends government's public sector salary review plan. That's from the 6th of June. That was in last week's papers. I referenced it but didn't get into the article. Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis yesterday defended the government's planned $10 million salary review for the public sector while bashing the FNM for spreading, quote, baseless news, close quotes, about his administration's decision to allocate funding toward the process. Davis first announced the initiative in the House of Assembly last week from FNM Chairman Sands, who questioned how the money will be used. Yesterday, Davis clarified the matter. Quote, first, I wish to clarify that the government's decision to allocate funding towards its salary review in the public sector is specifically to improve pay to employees and not to hire a private company to review salaries. Davis said, quote, for some reason, a member of the opposition has spread baseless news and questioned how this money will be used. I will clearly say it again. This funding will be used to compensate our hardworking public service employees. Now, dear Prime Minister, you may not have realized it, but you did need to clarify your earlier statement.
I was going
to
say that too, right? Like, he's trying to make a point, score a point, right? But nobody knew. We all thought it was going to be for consultants.
Or to pay for the creation of a review policy, a program to review.
Yes.
And you pay the people who are going to conduct the review.
So his update was new to us. So it needed clarification. And the idea of the flippancy in the response was not needed.
Right, but even in this quotation, the government's decision to allocate funding towards its salary review in the public sector is specifically to improve pay to employees. That's not clear enough. That doesn't say specifically that the money will be salaries. This $10 million will be paid out entirely to civil servants as a part of their pay increase. You need to say that. And so then you also need to tell us, which of your government resources are you using to conduct the salary review? Since you're not hiring anybody, who are you diverting from what they're doing now to put them on this project? Will they be required will a stipend be required? Will this be extra work, or is this now their new job description temporarily? You still need to tell us how that's going to work. The government also plans to launch a system called Cloud Bahamas, which Davis said is going to revolutionize the administration of public sector payments. That's another conversation for another time. I'm questioning whether the public sector, the public service as a whole, has the technical capacity for a smooth transition and rollout of this new system. Anyway, that's the music. I gotta go. I mean, we gotta go. We're on the other side of the break. We're gonna pick up this conversation and we're gonna be talking BPL. BPL and the new energy era. You've been on the clock with Aaron Green, Guardian Radio, AM with CA Newry is up next.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.